This is Dr. Lee indicating history. Physical patient name Lee, L-E-E, Sheena, S-H-E-E-N-A. Date of birth 6/15/1970. Place, Future Care Charles Village. Is initial history and physical. History of present illness. This is a 53-year-old female. She was admitted to John Hopkins Bayview Hospital. Patient has a extensive known medical history of hypertension, COPD, peripheral vascular disease, status post right below knee amputation, left lower extremity DVT, she has an allocus, and right ulnar neuropathy, obstructive sleep apnea, syphilis treated in 1996, hyperlipidemia. Patient presented to the hospital with right-sided weakness. Initially noted right facial droop, slurred speech, and right lower extremity weakness. Patient was getting short of breath, was brought by EMS to the emergency room. She has been on antihypertensive medication. She was continuing on allocus, but her last dose was 2 days prior to admission.
All right,
we'll do. In the beginning, patient was fully alert, with a speech fluent, following command, no aphasia, but she did have right facial droop. And this are the CT show. CT showed acute versus subacute lacunar infarct in the left internal capsule and left coronary radiata. She was loaded with aspirin Plavix. Stroke workup was done. And a CTA chest segmental PE, MRI brain done, showed new right striatocapsular infarct in addition to previous noted left striatocapsular infarct. Hypercoagulant workup and heparin drip were initiated. Patient has a bilateral striatocapsular stroke.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Oh, let me get
Oh,
wait, wait. Before you go, you name, I got
it. Etiology was reported cryptogenic. Workup was done. CT head.
No, I've got to give him some. I'm
MRI of the brain. TTE with the bubble, no PFO. CT abdomen pelvis, no acute intra-abdominal pathology noted. Renal nodule bilateral reported. Patient was managed in the hospital, extensive stroke workup, dual antiplatelet therapy, anticoagulation for PE. Subsequently, she was started on warfarin and Lovinox, bridging therapy. Patient was requiring oxygen by nasal cannula. They were concerned for periodic aspiration. Patient was given antibiotics. Chest x-ray showing capacity consistent with the pneumonia. Initially given IV antibiotics, subsequently they switched to the IV ceftriaxone. Hypertension was managed. Blood pressure medication adjusted. Patient has acute change in mental status. They discontinued Lexapro, buprenorphine, Seroquel. She used to be on and subsequently restarted lower dosages. Chronic pain disorder on buprenorphine. Patient has dysphagia, dysarthria, expressive aphasia. Medications they were given by a G-tube. Today when I saw the patient is a non-verbal. She's lying on the bed. She keep looking and staring, but does not answer any question. No cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills. Past medical history, number one, hypertension, next line COPD, next line PVD, status post right weak A, next line left lower leg DVT, right ulnar neuropathy, syphilis treated, hyperlipidemia. Recent right facial droop and slurred speech and right lower extremity weakness. History of hyperlipidemia. History of asthma, COPD slash recent pneumonia. And history of DVT. She also has a history of aortic embolism or thrombosis, idiopathic. Left lower extremity occlusive popliteal artery. Ovarian cyst, peripheral neuropathy, syphilis treated in 1996. Allergy not known. Current medications. Tylenol 650 Q6 hour PRN. Acetylcysteine 20% solution. Nebulizer treatment Q6 hour. Atorvastatin 80 mg 2 pm. Buprenorphine 2 mg. Sublingual tablet, give 8 mg, 3 times a day. Lovinox, 120 mg subcutaneous, Q12 hour. DONF treatment, every 6 hour. Lidocaine, 2% gel, apply every 15 minutes for the pain. Lisinopril, 40 mg daily. Melatonin, 3 mg at night. For insomnia, multivitamin daily, nystatin, topical powder for the skin rash, Miralax 17 gram daily, propranolol 10 mg, by mouth 3 times a day, sinusite 8.8 mg, give total 10 ml daily, via G-tube, sodium chloride nebulizer treatment, 3%, Q6 hours. Thiamine 100 mg daily, warfarin 5 mg every evening, amlodipine 10 mg daily, estelopram 20 mg daily. Lovinox and warfarin being given together for the bridging therapy. Once the INR is between 2 to 3, Lovinox should be discontinued. Rua system, no headache, no dizziness, no nausea, no vomiting. Patient is a poor historian, not answering any question properly. But no fever, no chills, no respiratory distress reported. Discuss the nursing staff also. Physical exam, patient is awake, lying in the bed. Blood pressure is 130 over 78, pulse 80, temperature 98.9 Fahrenheit, respiration 20 per minute, pulse of 97%. Head, atomic normophilic, eyes anectaric. No, ear is a discharge, lungs, decreased based on the bases, no wheezing, heart SMNS2, abdomen is soft, non-turned bars on positive, right lower extremity, below knee amputation, stump is healed, left leg, no edema, no cough tenderness, neuro patient is awake, confused, disoriented, she not moving her left arm and left leg, and she has expressive aphasia and dysarthria. Motor power, and the left arm. Patient is very weak, not able to right arm move, left arm, sorry, not able to move left arm, not able to move the left leg, but right arm she's able to move, right leg she's able to move. Allergy not known. Physical exam as mentioned. Patient has a memory deficit and expressive aphasia, confused and disoriented. Assessment, patient is admitted with the acute stroke, next line, expressive aphasia, next line, dysarthria, next line, dysphagia, static force back placement, next line, pulmonary embolism, next line, recent pneumonia, next line, hypertension, next line, COPD, next line, peripheral vascular disease, static force, right leg, BKA, next line, history of DVT, left leg, history of syphilis treated in the past. Plan of care, continue all her current medication, G2 feeding, follow CBC, CMP and electrolytes, follow precautions, local skin care, care plan discussed with the patient. I have called the number listed on the contact list and left a message. Nobody has responded as the number listed in the face sheet for this patient is a 443-358-7961. This is the end of the patient care plan was discussed with the nursing staff. Thank you.